Abraham, I'm starting on a serious note, even though we always just joke. You were one of the first people I got a text from when the progressive cabal was coming after me. And you're like, I got your back. And I do appreciate that. But you also know what it feels like for the progressive cabal to come after you. So now we're in it together.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Coincidence, right. I'm sure, that the state audits you and that the progressives come after me and accuse me of all sorts of nonsense just within weeks of each other.
Yeah, within about 3 weeks. I'm just a big old coincidence, right? You know, these are those things where I don't understand why these are looked at politically. This is a government that is completely out of control.
Yeah.
It is targeting individual citizens, that is breaking the law right and left. At some point, the feds need to step in. Constitutional rights are getting overrun. This is out of control. And I'll be honest with you, it kind of gets me even more frustrated with the Trump administration on top of other issues, because I'm like, hey, why don't we deal with this stuff as opposed to Iran? Yeah. Right? Why don't we be worried about the fact that there's people like us in blue states who are getting our constitutional rights torched and nobody cares? That we've got political targeting going on in this country. It is disgusting. And the lack of outrage about it, people, I don't like Brandy. You're an idiot. It doesn't matter whether you like Brandy or not. This is how we prevent prison camps from happening. These are the types of decisions, because you back complete illegal coercion by governments. That's how totalitarianism takes place.
Exactly. Like, right? They've never read a history book.
Trump's going to put... Where are the prison camps that he was supposed to be putting the gay people and the trans people in? Where are those? Right? Every step along, it's nonsense. And meanwhile, the people that are worried about all that stuff, they're the ones pursuing totalitarian policies and violating constitutional rights like freedom of speech by telling somebody like you... You need to register campaign contributions because if you support those organizations, because you support them politically, you have every right to be there. It's lawfare.
As if it's such a reach to believe that I would advocate to keep boys out of girls' sports without a financial motive or incentive. It's like, this is like the women's rights issue of our generation. And I'm in good company with 80% of Americans who haven't completely lost their mind to some sort of mind virus. But yeah, I mean, it's a complete shutdown on dissent. And they use so many different avenues to do this. There was a law this week that they're considering. Well, it's more of a Washington administrative code change that says if you're a school superintendent and you fall out of line with radical gender ideology or refuse to keep secrets from parents, that they're going to take your job away. They're going to decertify you, basically. I mean, and then Chloe Cole, the detransitioner, was supposed to come to UW for a Turning Point USA event, and heckler's veto. So many threats against her, she just couldn't come. And it's like, this is the black hole where free speech goes to die. And I agree, the feds have to do something. Now, in their defense, and I won't say who, but I did get a contact from the Trump administration over this latest ordeal with my free speech rights. And I also have a few organizations because, like, look, our show does well, but do I have money to just piss away on lawsuits and lawfare? No, I don't. There's a couple organizations that might be willing to help pro bono, so that'll be great. But it's just absolutely insane. I mean, it is totalitarianism. I just don't understand how people don't see the path we're going down.
Yeah, if the legal costs get nasty or prohibitive, me and I think a lot of other people would be more than happy to pitch in and
appreciate that,
help
Zach.
Out. And the reason why is because you got to sit there and go, doesn't work. You don't get to do this.
No,
you don't get to do this. And if you think we're going to run and hide because of an $80,000 or $100,000 legal bill, you don't know me.
No,
that ain't going to slow me down at all.
No.
And as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, every time I see this, the amount of money that I am personally contributing to these campaigns to get the income tax repealed and then going after Ferguson and then going after Nick Brown, my contributions are growing by the freaking day. These guys are criminals. They have total disrespect for the Constitution, for free. They're animals. Yeah. They're freaking animals.
Yeah, and that gets back to the morality issue, which is it's hard to fight an enemy that doesn't have the same level of morality as you. And
they don't have any.
Well, right. And like there are certain, we won't do something illegal. We won't do something that tramples on constitutional rights. And so when they're willing to really do whatever, it's a hard, hard enemy to fight. And yeah, I mean, to your point, one thing I'm concerned about, and I'm genuinely, and I had a bunch of people reach out and, you know, say, you know, we've got your back. And we had our best day for paid subscriptions we've had in 5 years, because people are sick of it, right? And they're standing up in that way. And we absolutely appreciate that. But now we have the income tax thing. So the efforts to cancel me or to have, you know, them question my voice, right? So for people who aren't familiar, basically this cabal of progressive activists filed a complaint with the PDC saying, I've given $1.25 million in unpaid advertising to Let's Go Washington by my support of the initiative to protect girls' sports and parental rights. Like, they're saying when I go to a political rally, there's a price assigned to my speech. And it's like, that's insane. But it's really hurting my reputation.
Yeah, well, what they basically said is you're not a citizen of the United States and you're not afforded the constitutional rights under the Constitution. That's what they said.
Is that I don't get to pick and choose who I charge for a promotion, for an advertisement. And all my speech is paid speech.
Here's the thing I want to, like, I feel very confident that there are people that probably don't see this the same way that you and I see it that are listening to this. And I want to remind them, the old axiom, right? Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't care about what your political affiliations are. Anytime a government is torching constitutional rights, it is a threat to all of us, especially in a precedent-based legal system like we've got. Mm. Wake up. It doesn't mean you need to love Trump. It doesn't mean you need to love Brandy and I. What it does mean is you need to love freedom and independence and the Constitution that affords those things to us. And supporting this because you don't like her idea. Like, when you're on the winning side is the approach, and you're all about preserving democracy, why do you need to silence critics? Mm-hmm. Like, that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah.
If their ideas weren't bankrupt, if they weren't constantly lying to their constituents about what's really going on, then why would they need to quiet you? Yeah. If you were as wrong and as off base and as misguided as they all claim, why shut you up? I know that I have no desire to shut up Peterson and Ferguson. I want those idiots to talk as much as they want
to. Yes, yes.
Give them a microphone. I'll rerun it on my podcast. I want them to talk nonstop, right? When you look at one side that wants people to talk, no, don't even look at it as sides. That's when it's gotten us in this mess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We are Americans. We believe in democracy. We believe in winning in the arena of ideas. We do not shut down political discourse.
Yeah.
That's what happens in totalitarian regimes. That's what was happening in Berlin circa 1935 and 1936. You guys are all looking at Trump. He's not doing that. I'm sorry. Where are the prison camps with all the gay people in them? It's just wake up. You're building your own prison.
Yeah. You make such a good point there, though, that it's like when you look at these issues in particular and the income tax and all that stuff, like we don't want our opponents to be silenced. We want them to talk more, because the more they talk, the dumber it becomes clear how dumb and morally bankrupt they are. But they want us to be silenced because they understand that our ideas are winning ideas. And so they can't beat us in a debate on the merits. It's not possible. Otherwise, Jamie Peterson would be here. He'd agree to a 10-hour-long interview. I'll do a 10-hour-long conversation with Jamie Peterson every day. He would never do even a 5-minute one.
Jamie Peterson can't go on with G. Scott and Ursula without completely turning their stomachs because he's such an arrogant jerk.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, like I said, we want them to talk. They are auditing me. They're throwing garbage finance campaign laws at you. Guys, what does that tell you? And it doesn't mean you need to back everything. Just, again, the one thing that all Americans should agree on, that we should all unite under, doesn't mean that we all need to vote for Trump, okay? But that we should all have each other's back and go, hey, wait a second, that's a step too far.
Yep.
We don't go after private citizens because you disagree with them about politics. That step too far, knock it off.
Yeah, but you know how many Democrats have come to my defense this week?
None.
Let me just look. Zero. Weird. Zero so far. It's just
disgusting.
Wild. But I do have to note the fact that now the initiative to repeal the income tax is official. They are collecting signatures as we speak. And they need, gosh, I think they're going to try to get 400 something thousand, and they've got less than 50 days at this point to do it. Yeah, I mean, do you feel confident that they can get it done? Because I know you're now involved. You're helping out.
There's no way it doesn't get done.
I agree. Not
even a chance. So we look, I don't want to look past it because mm-hmm. it's a lot of work for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they're going to have all the signatures they need. It's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. But here's what I'm worried about. And there's some tech people who've come forward. They spoke at the Let's Go Washington press conference announcing the initiative. And I told them, like, you buckle up, because the more popular these initiatives are, the more deranged their tactics get. And we've seen how deranged mm-hmm. they are on the girls' sports issue and all of that. And when I'm worried for the signature gatherers, because we already see all this violence and vitriol and harassment of signature gatherers. But every one of those tech people, and I hope somebody's already told them this, that nothing's off the table. They're going to come for their businesses. They're going to come for their reputations. And they might even come for their life, because they are so backed against a wall and unhinged right now. I would not take anything off the table.
They do need to warn them. But yeah. I also sit there. If you're not prepared to stand here and fight against this, then don't gripe about what happens 5 and 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
Right. If you're not going to stand up to totalitarianism, and that's what it is, you can call it whatever you want. You deserve what you're going to get. And I'll tell you what, it's a period of time that I sure do like having my faith in this period of time, because, you know, no, just, you yeah. can't hurt me. I don't serve you. Right. I've got somebody bigger that I answer to, and that does scare me. Mm-hmm. Right. That I've got a healthy fear of, and it's not you. And so you do your worst. Come after me. Do it. What, can you take some of my money? Fine. Go ahead. I'm not going to back down, because we don't back down to bullies. We don't back down to thugs and criminals. And that's what these pieces of garbage are. They're freaking thugs and criminals. And I know they listen. And that's what I think of you. And I'm not going to quit saying it, because I'm going to talk the truth, man. And meanwhile, you're going to keep trying to shut down dissent. Yeah. Yeah. You're real protectors of democracy. Just a bunch of thugs and criminals, and I can't wait to see them get their just due, because it's coming.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. All right, let's talk a little bit about some economic news. President Trump in China freaks me out. I don't like Trump going anywhere these days. I want to lock him in a bunker until he's done. But again, we don't back down, and even though his life's in danger, China gave him quite the welcome, though. They rolled out the red carpet for him. I found that a little odd.
I think China's done several things over the last couple of years that signal their desire to be a more, at least at this point, it could be a charade, but to be a more cooperative member of the global community. And mm-hmm. I think that you can look at what they're doing right now, meaning they had an unusual large stockpile of crude and distillates built up. And they've been exporting them out to other countries to alleviate some of the pain from the shortfall. You look at some of the moves that they've made inside of some of their own sectors. Like if you look at their automobile industry, for instance, you can make a very good argument. I think you'd be making the correct argument that their automobile industry is more of a free market and more competitive than ours is. Hmm. So there's overtures they're making that suggests they want to be a more of a productive part, or you know, just more of a, not productive, but I mean a participating member of the world, and to be less disruptive potentially. And then when you look at their path going forward economically, that kind of only makes sense. Meaning China's got to grow from selling things to people outside of their own country. Mm-hmm. Their internal demand is getting better as time goes on, but they still have a huge demographic issue. Right. Birth rate, population. Yeah. I think their population is overstated. But I think that they recognize some of these problems. And maybe I'm looking at this through a wishful lens, but I think that they have realized that, and maybe this was never really their goal. And I think you can make an argument that from the onset, they may have been more productively minded than we thought. We may have perceived them as more of a, you know, a potential, you know, battering ram again, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. More of a adversary than they are. But I'm not sure on any of this, but I would say that the greeting to President Trump, I think kind of backs that up. And the willingness, you know, you can say a lot about the Chinese, but it's a very pragmatic culture. They know that they can't go it alone right now. They need to have a good working partnership with the United States. It's just math. And what troubles me at the same time is I think that we're not like ruining it or not going down on the toilet, but I think our stature in the world is kind of headed the other direction, at
You
least for the
do?
time being.
Under Trump? I don't
Well,
think
did you see?
so.
No, I look, it's this energy issue. It's just we got a PPI report in today, which is a producer price index, which is basically a precursor to CPI. It hit 6%. Like year over year, just a massive increase in producer price. And that's what I've been telling you is like, look, the inflation that is heading our way is a fait accompli. It's done. Book it. It's in the deal. Now, is $200 oil a guarantee going forward? No, I don't think you can say anything's a guarantee. But what you are going to see are substantially higher inflation numbers and substantially higher prices across the board on almost everything. Rubber is going through the roof. Cocoa is up 50% in 2 months. You see, cotton is surging. You see all of these things, and people are going to realize oil's an input to everything. So you may not believe in the oil shortage, but the oil shortage believes in you, and it's coming one way or the other.
Yeah. What do you think of? Because I remember back, gosh, probably a year or so ago on the show, you were talking about China and sort of their place in the electric vehicle game. And we were talking about Tesla and Elon. What do you make of the fact that President Trump brought Elon to China with him?
I think that he wanted to go there with his, I mean, from the outside looking in, you know, Trump's really big into optics. I think he wanted to have the biggest players. And Chinese culture has a lot of respect for a guy like Elon, really successful business people. So I don't think it does anything to hurt his chances. But I mean, that's kind of the weird thing is they're winning the EV game straight up. Like it's not via subsidies, it's not via them cheating, it's not anything like that. They dug in on that technology and have made some significant step forwards in battery technology. And then, like I said, China kind of set up this system. Kind of sounds from probably sound familiar to people, but their attitude in the car, and this is what I was alluding to earlier, it was kind of admirable. Their attitude, the way they set it up was they had all these state-sponsored car manufacturers, right? Helped them get their start, whatever, set them up, and then looked and said, it's like a destruction derby. Right, just fight it out. The best people, the best companies come out on top. And you know, it's something that we seem to have forgotten in America. But when you want the best outcomes, right, what you want, economically speaking, is enhanced competition. Right? And we used to believe in that in this country, and I think we've kind of gotten away from that. But you know, you see stuff, you see them making moves like that, and you know, the other thing too that I think we're missing here as a narrative is China is the greatest proof of our economic concept, meaning people like you and I that believe in free markets and capitalism. That's how China became the second biggest economy in the world. They proved it. And while they're embracing free market ideals and capitalism, not across the board, obviously,
Yeah, well, they're still
but we're going,
communists. Let's not give them too much credit, but they have they don't apply some of those principles to their economy.
it's Eastern communism with Western features. You
Yes,
know, it's one of those things you could put it. But what I'm saying is, we don't want to talk economy-wide, right? We look at a sector like what they did in the automobile sector, and what they did is more of a free market, straight-up competition than our automobile sector. Full stop. It just is. So, and through that, look at the progress they've made. And at the same time, you know, 50% or slightly more in this country are entertaining and sympathetic to socialist practices, where you're just like, guys, even a communist country had to resort to capitalist, you know
That's
what I
so
mean, in
true,
free market type ideals to grow their economy. And we're, you know, we're the parents of that whole concept, and we're trying to adopt it out. It's just, yeah,
Grass is
it's
always
troubling.
greener. It's like, no, not in this case. So, all right, Zach Abraham, buckle up because this 50-day income tax fight's going to be something else, and they're coming for everyone. They're
Oh man,
coming
isn't
for
that true?
everyone. So let's
I
just
know.
live. Let's have the goal be it. You know, the deadline for collecting signatures is my birthday. So my goal
Oh
is to
wow.
live to my 39th birthday without these
That's a good omen.
lunatics killing me.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And you know, that sounds hyperbolic to people.
I know.
I hope it is. I fear it's not.
Well, they're
You know, I mean, these people are
not.
unhinged. They worry me.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, we persist because there's no other option. So
that's right.
All right, Zach Abraham, we appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.